Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Weekly Zeitgeist. These are some of our favorite segments from this week, all edited together into one nonstop infotainment laugh extravaganza. So without further ado, here is the Weekly Zeitgeist. What is something you think is underrated?
Roommates. Everybody's always complaining about their roommates, but again, my roommates help me with my dog.
Oh, wow.
But they're very sweet, and they're also, it's also good to have roommates that are not in comedy when you're a comedian.
Yes, yes, right. Absolutely.
Like, oh, you guys have other lives and aren't narcissistic. Yay!
I feel like having roommates who aren't necessarily like part of your same scene or like your friends, that's something I never did, but like I've now known people who have
your
done
kids?
That. Well,
your kids both have podcasts.
Yeah.
Right, so. They are on this network.
Yeah.
It just hasn't dropped yet.
We're
trying to get their language skills up to par. The one-year-old is really struggling.
I totally agree with you, though. Yeah, it's like way I like living with people who also like have like a limited grasp on what you do and vice versa. You're like, oh, this is nice.
It's like being back at home.
Yeah.
Like with parents who are like, what? That you use that in your little comedy.
Yeah, exactly.
Use that in your comedy.
Or they like give you ideas because they're not just talking about comedy the whole time. So they're like, oh, I read this article about this other thing that's not just on Twitter. Or like, oh, did you know this thing was invented by this? And you're like, what?
There's a level of sincerity you can't access in your day-to-day life. It's great.
It's dope.
That is great.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of all sorts of orgasms, Jamie, you saw Cats.
I did. Oh, okay. So wait, Paulie, have you seen Cats?
I saw the original Cats on Broad fucking Way. When I was a child. And
what's
then
up?
Did you love it?
Okay, honestly, the only thing I remember was like during intermission they had the main king cat guy. I don't remember any of it from now. But like they had the main guy just sit up on stage and you could like
Dench cat. Yeah.
And you could like walk around him and take a picture and he just like sat still.
Right. Was so wasn't that young. Part of the thing that like the cats come into the audience?
Do they do that in Broadway on Broadway?
I don't
Broadway?
Remember them being near me, but they were like all over the place.
Yeah. Because I'd seen two local productions of it, which is I don't know. I would love to see a production of Cats that was like by competent performers, because I've seen two local ones and they were incredible, but for probably not the right reasons.
I thought you were going to say that one, a performance by Cats for Cats.
I would like to see
Cats. Let's see where Cats is. Okay. So Cats is, I think the new Rocky Horror in terms of everyone right. has been
oh,
saying.
Oh, yeah.
People will watch it at midnight. It's so horrific to look at, but I loved it so much. It's right. so good. It's so horny. There's no it, one of the great things about it is that there's no way to spoil it for anyone. You can just talk about Cats freely because the plot is nothing. It's just cat after cat after cat coming out being like, I'm the cat that does this thing. And then Idris Elba shows up and turns them into dust. And that also kind of has nothing to do with the plot. But Idris Elba is the villainous cat, right? And he's giving it 110%. God only knows how long it'll take him for him to bounce back from this. Because he right. was supposed to be James Bond and now he's this cat, right? But anyway.
But do you think he's still just permanently this cat?
I don't know. People committed to the cats at varying levels.
Right.
And
who is the least committed?
Oh, that's a good question. The least committed, I would say, would probably have been Taylor Swift, and she was still pretty committed.
I didn't even know she was in it.
She's in it. They clearly had her for 2 days, but right. she was in it. She plays like Idris Elba's like femme fatale cat.
Harley Quinn.
Basically. Yeah. Okay. This is basically Joker. Yeah. Idris Elba's Joker. But they like wrote a song for her. There's all these great cursed images of her and Andrew Lloyd Webber sitting down together. I'm like, what could they be talking about? But she's
everything.
Like, she's like, I love DaVita. But so she's in it, and they like the things that they do to the cat's bodies are very bizarre. Like some cats have very voluptuous human features, and others are just cats.
And then like what's her name, like unzipped her fur. I saw that.
Rebel Wilson.
So that scene I think is the one that people have seen who haven't even seen the movie.
Yeah, that's
where
the one
Rebel
that was
Wilson
like,
unzips her fur
and there's
more
roaches,
fur.
But hot pants.
Oh,
the roaches are also in that scene. Rebel Wilson, I would say, is one of my least favorite cats. It's not a her thing. It's just a hard part of the movie.
And is she eating roaches in that scene?
She's eating roaches, and then they zoom in on the roaches, and the roaches are kind of like dancers, circus dancers, right. and they have top hats and they have human faces, and we don't like it.
No. Do real cats eat roaches?
No,
that's not. No. Well, I mean, they eat rodents, but it's not like. Yeah,
I don't know.
Like my dogs
I don't know
have
I'm speaking
eaten
with
roaches before, like just because they like saw a big bug and it seemed like something fun to eat.
I feel like it's more like accidental than a like cat thing.
Right. Exactly. But this like the scene that I saw, it seemed like it was you know, they had a hunting method to like knock it off the.
The whole thing is, I think Ian McKellen committed hardest to being a cat in the traditional sense.
Right. He's really swishing around.
He's switching around. He's going, wow. There's one time where he basically looks to cameras like, wow. You're like, wow, 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 wow. My favorite cat was Jason Derulo cat.
Okay.
He was unbelievable, committed harder than I've ever seen. And also on the Cats press tour, he was like, this is genius. This is the best fucking thing that's ever happened. And he was mad. He was upset that they edited out his bulge.
Package.
Yeah, because Jason Derulo is really into his bulge.
Yeah, loves his dick.
Yeah, which I know for sure because I text. No, because, I went to.
He won't stop DMing me.
I went to Madame Tussauds recently.
Oh, no.
And they have a wax Jason Derulo, and the package is like
impressive.
Wow. Yeah, like it was clearly a part of the
contract. Children go there.
Children go there.
They're at
markedly bigger.
Package level too.
Yeah exactly.
The children are at. It was alarming how.
I mean, so there was. It started with his Instagram post where he was wearing underwear and he was just like, had his big thing hanging out to the side.
I love that story so much. Because he got taken down.
He fought back.
He clapped back.
Yeah.
And said, like, where's my bulge pic? And then he also said that picture was candid.
Right.
Which, if you saw it, was clearly taken by, like,
it looked like a fashion
Annie
photo.
Leibovitz Jr. Right. Like, it was, like, not a candid picture. Oh, Jason Derulo.
Now, there is some controversy from Katz about whether Ian McKellen's character eats his boyfriend Katz's asshole or not.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to see it a third time to tell you for sure.
Did you see it twice?
Enhanced.
Did you really?
Yes.
A lot of people I know saw it twice.
Oh, that's amazing.
It's really fun.
Because it's confusing the first time, I think.
Yeah, and then the second time, you're just like, you just kind of like go to this other, I don't know. I saw it in a big group the first time and a smaller group the second time. Don't go alone. Definitely don't go alone. And don't go like to an afternoon screening. It's meant to be in a group full of people that are like vibrating at night.
And bring your cat.
Jennifer Hudson this isn't fair to her, but she still delivers.
Right. She sings Memories, right?
She sings it like four times, but that you can tell. She sings like a verse every 20 minutes. And then at the end, you get the Jennifer, like the, like it gets really, but she like gives you a taste so many times. And then she plays the cat that like, so in the show, she's the cat that like no one likes, and you're like, why? But whatever, they just don't like her.
Right.
And so like the main cat keeps going out and being like, hi. And then Jennifer Hudson sings three words of Memory, and she's wearing this huge coat. And then she gets on her hands and knees and crawls away. And they do this long shot multiple times of Jennifer Hudson crawling away in this long jacket.
Right.
And you're like, some of the cats wear jackets also, others don't.
Huh.
Idris Elba's wearing clothes the whole movie until the end. At the end, he suddenly isn't, and it's like, put the clothes back on.
Oh, right.
Because he's like ripped.
But he's like a cat. Human ripped, but
yeah,
a cat.
They're like James Bond training on a cat.
Right.
And then they gave Taylor Swift these like gigantic cat titties that are human titties that
but
are also
not
just
two of them,
her.
Right?
Yeah, just two of them.
Right, just human titties.
When
yeah.
There should have been six.
Cats have six titties.
Have you ever picked up Kaylin a pregnant a cat or like a breastfeeding cat?
Have I?
No.
It feels so fucking weird.
Oh,
you're like,
God.
My 12-year-old dog, like now you try and pick him up and like part of him like doesn't come up with you. Like it's just like he's like all jiggly all
he's
over the
shifting.
Place. Yeah. I feel like that's the closest I've come. But
the closest you've come.
Yes.
But the best cat in the movie for me is Skimble Shanks, the railroad cat.
Played by
some guy.
Oh, really?
Stephen McRae.
Stephen McRae.
He looks like a legit dancer. Look at that.
There's a few cats that are like professional dancers, and that's why you don't know who they are. And then there's like James Corden, and you're like, no, thank you.
he's like in a carpool
is he
karaoke
unnerving?
Bit.
James Corden is giving it like a weird amount of like he's good, and they also like clearly let him riff, and then they didn't cut it out. Like don't let James Corden riff.
And
what
then
are
they
you doing?
Didn't cut it out.
Can you imagine? I get like letting him do it. I'm like, he's not gonna shut up if you don't let him do it, but like I just like, and then they didn't cut it out.
When you say riff, like adding, like he's riffing on like the idea of cats, or he's like doing jokes,
he's doing like he thinks he's in a Judd Apatow movie, like he's just like he's improvising, whatever. Ooh. Whatever. I like, you know, he can. I like him in the car. I just don't like when he gets out of the car.
Oh.
That's my
get
thing.
Get back
James
in your car.
Stay in the car.
Is his
and
background like musical theater or something?
Yeah. And he's also like the most despised person in Britain.
People
for,
don't like him.
I don't know what the
people
reasons
hate
are.
Him.
But they
think
hate
we're
him.
Idiots for liking him.
Oh, really?
It's
yeah.
like, it's kind huh. of like weird. Ricky Gervais, where like they were almost like the UK hated them so much that they just. Came to America
here?
And yeah. started bothering us.
Wait, the UK hates Ricky Gervais?
Everyone hates Ricky Gervais.
What? He's what? My favorite. No.
What the fuck?
I actually really love the British Office, but he is.
But that was 20 years ago.
Yeah, that was a while
did
ago.
Did you see that Ricky Gervais tweet about Joker?
No, what Ricky did he Gervais, say?
He like, oh wait, it was like so earnest and you're like, yikes, sweetie. Demi Adijuibe tweeted it
oh yeah
recently.
I did see this actually.
It was just like Ricky Gervais being like, wow, performance of the century.
Of the decade.
Me love it so much. You're right. Just like, oh, yes. He said film and performance of the year, prayer emoji hands. And he tweeted at the Joker movie Twitter account, too.
Oh, okay.
Embarrassing for everybody.
I feel like with Cats, going back to Cats.
Yes, please.
Do you actually think it's going to ruin Idris Elba's like career? Because I feel like there's so many Cats in there that you can't distribute.
No, he'll be fine. He'll absolutely be fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's...
Okay.
I think the dancer Cats we're seeing, we'll never see them again on screen. We'll have to go to the, you know, French ballet to see them.
Right.
Jennifer Hudson's going to be in the Aretha Franklin movie.
She'll be great.
Like, literally everyone's going to be fine.
There's too many Cats to target.
So the director.
Tom Hoover will not be fine.
His life is over. His family has
destroyed
left him.
My cat.
I respect the shit out of what he did, though.
Isn't it
amazing?
Because
it's like such a risk. He created something that now like exists in the firmament of people made fun of me for calling so many movies iconic in my look back at the decade and our look back at the decade. But
this
I do
iconic.
Feel like this has become. I can't, like, it's a cultural thing that everybody is drawing on that is in, like, the cultural mind firmament now.
I like that you don't have to be good for that to happen.
Yeah. You just have to, like, be weird enough and, like, I don't know. Like, there's...
Here, remember this uncanny valley of Cats.
Right.
He's going to have to make indies until he dies, but I'm glad he did this.
Right, me really too. I mean, he started with the King's Speech, which...
I have a voice!
I was always mad at that movie for beating Social Network.
Saw it twice in theaters.
Yeah, I was mad at it because Jamie saw it twice in theaters and thought that was more than it deserved. but it was just like a blah movie. And then he made Les Mis, which I thought was like blah and bad. So for him to go in this direction.
He made The Danish Girl, which also has not aged very well.
Oh, yeah.
And then he made, I mean, of those four, Cats, I think, is by far
the
strongest. And, right. And history will remember.
He looks like he should have been in King's Speech.
Right.
Like,
it's like, this is me.
Tom Hooper. And it's like, it took so much. It's all so expensive looking. They had the practical effects makeup, and then they put CGI on top of the practical effects makeup. And so it's very unnerving, but it's good.
And they also, like, somebody was like, I forget who it was. They tweeted it, but they were like, I figured it out. It's because they didn't give them cat noses. They were like human noses, and then she photoshopped and gave them like cat noses, and somebody else made them more cat-like, and it looked so much better.
I feel like they look more cat-like on stage than they do in the movie. Yeah, because it is just like Rebel Wilson's face. That makes sense.
We should have done the thing that they did with like Sega or Sonic.
With Sonic.
That is an interesting
new trend where people are like betting like $150 million on these giant CG products, but like for some reason they're not like focused group testing the images enough?
Stepping back for a second.
Like, give it a night. Sleep on it, guys.
Show it to your wife or whatever.
Yeah. You're like, oh, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, I do like that everybody pressured for the Sonic thing to be better because it was so much better after. They're like, your art isn't the art we want.
Right, yeah. He shouldn't have weird teeth like that.
Yeah.
Weird human teeth. Well, all right. Well, this is obviously a developing story we'll be returning to over time.
You really, if you haven't seen it, see it with a loved one who is like on the fence of whether they want to see it, and then they will be fully on board.
Yeah. What is a myth? What's something people think is true?
I hate this part of you guys' show. I don't participate ever.
Oh, yeah,
and I refuse
to
participate in this part of your show. It's so goofy.
All right. Cool.
You always say that. The things behind the scenes you don't realize before, it's like, I couldn't come up with something, so fuck this thing.
I mean, it's half that, and half the reality is, like, I don't care. If I don't care about something, I'm going to be like, couldn't think of it.
Yeah, sure,
I don't
sure.
care.
No, that's fair.
You're not a Mythbuster out here.
No. Yeah.
You ever watch Mythbusters?
No, why?
You ever listen to a Busta Rhymes album?
Yes, just absolutely.
I'm trying to guide you back to the myth.
You know who loves myth-busting? Mensa. According to Jamie Loftus's new website, and I find myself in opposition to anything Mensa is in favor of. So maybe we'll replace this.
Thank you. See,
it also is the one.
True
that
feminism.
Like the least.
True feminism.
I do like that.
True feminism. Yeah. Ally in the building.
Yeah. But get rid of that. It's silly. Because also there's some myths that exist that like bring people comfort.
Yeah.
So no, busting them is like an obnoxious, I mean, well actually attempt at
most
life.
Of the time,
well,
it's,
actually?
Most of the time it's an overrated, wrapped in the form of a myth, which
right.
is typically the construction I always see, or pseudoscience.
Yes.
And then we had to cut that shit out. We're like, okay, we don't need takes on medicines.
That's funny.
All right.
Well, I'll tell you what does work is ear candling.
Ear candling?
Uh-oh.
It works.
Here we go.
I have migraines.
Prepare your mentions.
I have really bad migraines. I used to. I don't have them anymore because I ear candle.
Because of ear candling?
It really helps. It's disgusting.
So you're on the side of your head with a candle sticking out of your ear.
Yes, it's so weird. Lit. And you got to understand, I'm not like a holistic. I don't believe in none of that shit. I like Western medicine. I love ibuprofen before bed. I just don't give a shit. I like eat shit. And my sister one day was like, because she knew I got migraines. And she was like, should try this. And of course, it's not going to work for everybody.
Right.
But it worked for me, and I was truly shocked.
See, look, and just in true form, a myth in the form of
pseudoscience. But it's not a myth, though.
Well,
some people, it works for some people,
I guess it all depends, yeah.
Right.
I think some people, yeah, it's like anything, right? If shit, I think smoking blunts relieves my migraines.
Yeah, and mine, it makes mine worse.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
You think it's the nicotine?
No, I'm just saying I don't...
Smoking does?
Just smoking. Weed for me, I have to like make sure that I'm perfectly healthy.
Yeah, I was with some friends over the break, and I didn't realize this one person I know, they like any bit of caffeine sets off their migraines to the point where they're like, I can't eat chocolate.
Oh,
I can't
wow.
have MSG.
Yeah.
I was like...
But that's every human body is different.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zai Gang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. What is something you think is overrated?
Overrated. I'm going quite literally with this one. 5-star Uber drivers and 5-star Lyft drivers.
Yeah.
And this comes with. There are so many drivers out there who are great. 5 stars. I get it. It's a great hustle. I respect the hustle. But I've just had way too many experiences getting into a car with somebody who turns out to be an insane, like, nut job racist or, like, misogynist who's trying to get me to talk, like, just slimy shit about the girls on the sidewalk and stuff. Yep. And their rating is, like, 4.98.
Yeah.
So I just, like, I think there's maybe an epidemic of people being too scared to give an Uber driver a realistic.
Yeah, because on one hand, like, you don't want to knock someone's ability to, like, you don't want to fuck up their rating.
Right.
But I think some drivers are kind of shapeshifters depending on their passengers, because you'll read the thing, it's like, they were so helpful. And it's like, I'm sure the slick ones know, don't start talking some shit about a woman's ass on the street to when you have women in the car.
Right.
You got a dude in there, and then you can be like, let me loosen the tie a little bit.
They're not seeing it. I had one just crazy experience where I got out, and it was this woman. I could tell she was like maybe having a night. Like, I got in, she took like a couple minutes too long kind of finishing her text before we started going. And I was like, oh, that's chill. Do your thing. And then she turned up the radio super loud. It was like Led Zeppelin, Whole Lot of Love, which was really funny. And I was like, okay, Sandra, like, you rock, you know? Like, I don't know what impression you're trying to give. And she starts speeding down these like speed bumps down my street, like hitting them hard. Ooh. Like, you're ruining your car right now. I don't know what you're doing. I mean,
that's on you.
And then after you know, just maybe like 5 minutes of that, we get out. She turns down the radio and she looks back at me in the rearview mirror and she goes, can I ask you something? Uh-uh. Why are all guys such assholes? Why are you all assholes? And I was just like,
damn, Sandra.
We can be pretty bad.
Well, hold on. Before I answer, am I a 5-star asshole? That might affect if I give you 5 stars.
There's a way to have that conversation. I've had that conversation, like, guys are dicks, let's talk about it. But the more we got into it, the more it was just like, oh no, you are the wrong one here. And she was also driving like, do you remember in Vanilla Sky when Cameron Diaz is doing that, like, like that crazy death ride? Like, that's truly, like, my conversation wasn't coming from a place of empathy. It was coming from calm this person down so they don't crash. Yeah. And her rating was, again, like 4.9 or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I'm that asshole because I puke.
I always reflexively go 5. Yeah.
Yeah, I always do too.
And that's, and I'm saying,
unless you get
there is a part of that I think is like the good guy move. Like, yes, let's support this. Let's like make sure they whatever. I think it's so easy to give a 5-star ride. Let's give them all 5 stars. But if you give somebody a 5-star ride and they're a little bit crazy, you're passing that hot potato on to somebody who's going to get it and it's going to fucking explode on.
Yeah.
Them.
Or you just have to say, hey, my man, I got to warn you, man. We're drifting into a 4-star ride here.
I
don't want to fucking, I'm not trying to take fucking money out your pocket.
Right.
But this is becoming I'm going to be honest, this might be a 2-star ride.
To go 4 stars, I would have to believe that they should not be doing this job for the safety of themselves or others.
So
that's even your 4-star.
An 80%, a B minus on a test means you should not be driving this car.
So probably. That is what happens. Somebody takes 100 rides. They're all like nothing. They're all eventless. They're all 5-star. Then you take a ride and it's like pretty bad and they get a 4-star and it affects their rating like nothing.
Yeah.
Right.
More nuanced rating. I can't just say based on everything I've experienced on this ride that I can just distill it down to one metric.
Yeah.
I can do 5 stars for conversation. Mm-hmm. I can do 5 stars for driving.
Mm-hmm.
I can do 3 stars for the farting.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's fair. So, what's the wildest Uber experience you've ever had?
I've had a ton, bro. I had a dude who was from Uzbekistan. And he was complaining that you couldn't punch women in the United States.
Oh, word.
Yeah, he was
Christ.
Like, he was describing, like, punching someone. Like, his friend, he said, like, yeah, my friend is in jail because he and was gesturing punching.
Right.
Like he punched. He's like,
threw
yeah,
a closed hand
woman,
through someone's
and
face.
Now he's jail. And I'm like, right. And he's like, yeah. He's like, nah, not like that at home. And
right.
I was like, okay. Thank you. The right. other one, usually I get like mostly ignorant people with terrible takes on social issues.
Mm. Yeah.
Like I remember like when Pride was happening, this French guy, he was driving me and Her Majesty through like West Hollywood, and like all the streets were, you know, there's a bunch of closures because the parade was happening. He goes, I don't understand this.
Mm.
They have to have a parade. Mm. There's no straight people parade.
Yeah,
and
there
I go,
it is.
And I said, I'm pretty sure every parade that exists is
the
for
straight
that.
Person
just
parade.
Like when yeah. people, I remember in high school constantly having to educate white classmates on why there's a BET.
No BET. Mm.
And I'm like, it's called every other network.
Right. Yes.
It already is. Mm. So that's what it's. That's. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Imbalance. Okay. Never mind.
LA, you get a lot of actors.
Blood actors.
Like, coked up actors. I've had a couple of those that are
yeah.
wild.
Or, like, wild I get ones, too, old players, like old black dudes in their 50s who yeah. are telling me, they're like, hey, bro. They're just telling me about all their, like, women problems.
Yeah.
And it's a hilarious because I'm like, you have not matured at all emotionally.
Right.
You're in your 50s. You have grandchildren.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, you're referring to, like, when your girlfriend is like, this hoe is not, you know, she wants to get all in my shit because I'm coming home late. I'm just playing basketball.
Right.
And I'm like, okay, but do you never mind. I'm... Thank you so much. This conversation has been entertaining.
Let's talk about Megxit, as super producer Sophie is calling it. That is Harry and Meghan quitting their job. They
Dude,
have a
Megxit
job, apparently?
Is when Taco Bell got rid of the Mexi melt.
Right. Yeah, that was. Did they bring it back, though?
No, you got it. Look, I can tell people on Twitter all the time, you have to order a cheesy roll-up, add beef, add pico.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. You're good. Cheesy gordita crunch yesterday.
Okay.
So apparently they're not just British-y socialites, which is what I thought the royal family was.
Yeah.
They are employees of the state, sir.
Oh,
and
they're workers.
They make those appearances at the Queen's behest, and the Queen controls all their money, which is wild. But they have a lot of money. They are funded by taxpayers. And they basically mentioned that or made allusion to that in their, divorce papers or whatever, like their letter explaining why they're leaving.
Oh, their dear Queen Elizabeth letter.
Yes. They're saying part of their goal is to establish independent wealth. And some people in England are saying that that's kind of bullshit because they're still going to have like $1 million a year, protection, like
an
social security type thing.
Well, look, I mean,
or not social security, a secret service type thing.
Oh, got it.
Right.
I mean, look, Megan should just start acting again. You know, fire it up.
And yeah,
you're making more money than your man. You can support your wastrel of a husband.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, move out here, like I keep saying, so I can hang with Harry.
I'm saying we need to launch the equivalent of Encino Man for Harry learning what it's like to be a human being in society.
But specifically the San Fernando Valley.
Yes, and Megan is the Pauly Shore character.
It's weird. I should tell Harry, I'm like, hey, man, before we entered our physical bodies, we were just souls up in the universe. And you happened to end up in that body, and I ended up in this one. Who knows? That you could have been me.
Oh, right, because you guys were born the same day.
Same day. Exact same day. So think about that.
Hello, Harry.
Yeah. Hello, but me.
A couple things. So the standard.
Soul brother.
Oh, no.
Soul bro. He's like, that makes me rather uncomfortable.
So people, the comments on Instagram are shockingly mean to Megan and saying she's like a black widow who's.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, I don't know if the word's black widow, but like that seems to be just the idea that she like kills families. Basically.
I wouldn't be surprised because even in like the tabloids, it's like her exotic DNA.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
And then there's another one. She's like straight out of Almost Compton.
Yes.
And I was like,
yeah, that was
fuck up out
what,
my face.
That was the headline like after their engagement was announced.
Yeah.
So oof.
Those are real.
Yeah, those are real.
100% like this.
So she's been just endlessly shit upon for being different, not adapting to royal culture, wanting privacy, for being
not white.
Right. Not white person from America. like there's genuinely racist, like openly racist stuff on social media, and then like codedly or, you know, implicitly racist stuff in the mainstream media. So that's worth keeping in mind, why she wants out of being like hounded by the media. And Harry has PTSD from his mother being literally killed by being hounded by journalists. Like that's, she was speeding away from the paparazzi when her car crashed and like was dealing with all sorts of shit. So I'm not as mad at them as the royal watchers are in England.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
Cool.
I mean, yeah, I just think
I don't know why we still give a shit. Why are we, they're royalty. It's an absurd, antiquated notion that we pay attention to them. That's part of it. It's like we perpetuate it by going, what are they up to?
Yeah.
And then if we all just went like, who gives a shit? They don't do anything.
Yeah. They suggested that Meghan's avocado consumption is responsible for mass murder. That's a real thing.
Well, you can't find
her charity cookbook was portrayed as somehow helping terrorists.
Oh, also, you know, it's fun fact, the exotic DNA line comes from Boris Johnson's sister who works at the Daily Mail.
Yeah.
That's who wrote that thing.
Well, his background is being a conservative journalist.
And overall, just a piece of shit, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just think of a rose you never used your thorns, the ones you loved abandoned you, from The Office when David Brent sings the whole song about then rushing through the Paris night, they hounded you, lost. Anyway.
Oh, that's goodbye, English Rose.
Good night, my sweet princess. That's what David Brent sings at the, I think, what is it? The training episode.
The training episode is one of my favorite. And then he starts singing about aliens coming down and
all kinds of shit, man.
One of the great episodes of TV of all time. Super producer Anna Hosnier wanted me to emphasize that, in her opinion, he has Harry still has PTSD from watching his mother be literally murdered by his grandmother, which is a conspiracy
theory.
Subscribe to
what kind of fucking spicy xenophobic shit was Queen Elizabeth saying to him?
Oh,
like
yeah.
in the beginnings, because you know how you know grandmothers like they take the break off if they really need to get through to you. Like they will damage your whole soul with some shit. She's like
you're saying, I'm Harry and you're her.
Right.
And I'm like, she's just lovely. She's charming. She's so excited to meet you.
I find her hair to be a bit rough.
Yeah.
What, Grandma? What the fuck are you talking about? I mean, again, I'm not surprised from someone who's literally the Queen of England if and your grandma, if she had some old school takes on biracial. Because, I mean, what? She was with Dodi Fayed before. That's who could have been her stepdad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And Muhammad Al-Fayed, he put up so much money trying to figure out what the fuck happened.
Yeah. Princess Michael of Kent wore an overtly racist brooch.
Good man.
Yeah.
Wait, what was it?
Brooch. It was a like blackface thing. Like a...
What the... the fuck out of here, man.
And also, I said that the mainstream media was less overtly racist, but a BBC host compared the couple's newborn baby to a chimpanzee on Twitter. So,
good group over there.
Yeah.
I don't know if this has been said before.
What's her problem?
But I'm going to say something very brave. I think we should cancel the British monarchy.
Yeah.
Sorry. Said it.
Yeah.
They're canceled.
I don't think that's that controversial a take.
I haven't even read history.
You're not into colonialism, man?
Nah.
Oh, man. Give it a chance.
My favorite form of architecture.
Imperialism? You into that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's why I live here. Really quickly, I just want to tell this story about New York State Assemblyman Brian Kolb. As I alluded to earlier, he drove his state-issued SUV drunkenly into a ditch. And this is where it gets funny. When the tow truck driver arrives, tow truck driver arrives first. He comes off top. According to Scoville, who is the tow truck driver, Kolb stood up, put his hands up, and said, "My wife was driving."
What?
He then said, "You know how women drive." Scoville said, "I did not see anyone else around the vehicle." Kolb allegedly told
him. But his wife wasn't there?
No. Kolb allegedly told him that his wife was, quote, up in the house. I don't know what that means. So anyway, when when the police deputy got there, he blew a 0.16 breathalyzer. So, you know, that they were like, okay, it was your wife. Mm-hmm. Then he resigned on Friday. It was just like, okay, I kind of fucked that up.
That's
the idea that you could go, I don't know, man. That's an interesting energy where you're like, he'll get it.
Yeah.
I'll hold up my hands, go, my wife was driving. You know how women drive.
Right.
Where is your wife, sir? Up in the house.
Up in the house.
We're in a field. We were in a ditch, my man.
She crashed the car and was like, total, I'm going to the house.
You should see her, man. She's like Dr. Manhattan.
You know what
women
are like?
She zapped herself to the house. She's a coward, you know. She should really take responsibility.
Arrest
for this.
Her. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, arrest the system.
He's still happily married?
I know. Yeah,
now, his wife's about to resign.
Yeah, right. I'm pretty sure we've spoke about this pizza ATM before, but the news popped up about it again, and I'm trying to really figure out if I think the pizza ATM is a good idea. I know, like, there's the Sprinkles Cupcake ATM that you see, like, at the Grove and shit. I've seen that
at the Americana.
Yeah, okay. At the America, whatever. It doesn't make sense.
Explain a pizza ATM.
Pizza ATM. It's been on college campuses, most mm-hmm. recently at the University of North Florida. Mm-hmm. But basically, for $10, you put your money in, mm-hmm. and 5 minutes later, a pizza comes out.
Okay.
Now, but however, the shit is like the size of like a fucking room. It's like a
what?
Or yeah. I don't know. It's actually, I mean, it's like
the size of a brick oven.
Well, I don't know. It's a big ass machine.
It's a machine attached to a brick oven.
But the whole thing is like, whoever like operates the machine, uh-huh. you have to make your dough. You have to assemble all the pizzas in advance, put them like in the different refrigeration compartments, and then when it's actually punched in and ordered, then that like uncooked pizza goes to its heating thing, and then it pops out the hot pizza.
There's better ways.
I just don't know. I mean, I guess it's fun, right? Apparently,
but can I see a picture of this?
Yeah. It apparently like people on the word on campuses is that they love it. Now I don't know. Because to me, Little Caesars is also a pizza ATM. They got hot and readies.
And it's ready. Basically.
Shits are $5.
You don't have to touch a button. I feel like, I don't know. I mean, like a lot of colleges, I feel like, have a tendency of acquiring really expensive shit to justify charging more people for college. And then they're like, look, that's so they
yeah,
love
like
it.
Computers.
I had a ton of stuff at college that I'm like, I don't want this shit. Like,
what? What was something you had that was like a waste of money?
They would really push, push random products on you. Like they were pushing the naked juices. They would push those at my college and they would like
you
put
free
them
naked juices.
For, yeah, quote unquote. But then you would just spend through your meal plan faster, and then you would have to put more money on it. I don't know, everything related.
Not,
to colleges
I mean,
is
so
insane.
Much they have like colleges have like all these like entertainment shows that nobody goes to. I know because I performed there. Like they spend so much money at, like all of like the you know RAs get like a little budget to like buy snacks and stuff for their meetings that nobody comes up to, and they're just like they have bowls and bowls of pretzel bites and yeah. you know right. M&M's
like,
and things like that.
Why did you take
like
them
that?
All out of the bag? Like, we could have saved some of these. Like, I don't know, they look better.
I know,
the
I don't
bowls
know. It
look good.
It looks good, right?
An atmosphere.
Like, yeah, there's so much. I mean, I don't know, man. I feel like if I was in college and this was a thing, I would probably get it, but.
Part
now,
me, yeah,
I'm just looking at it. I'm like, that
it,
sounds
I'm
disgusting.
Is it 24 hours? Is it like the good thing that you could get a pizza at like 3 a.m?
Yeah, until that shit's sold out, though.
Is it like a right, microwave heating in there? You think it's actually
unclear.
Pretty small considering like it's making a bunch of pizzas.
It's probably some kind of
like how many pizzas can it make?
I don't know. Yeah, right. Before some guy has to come and refill his handmade pizzas.
And like, is there like a pepperoni option? You know what I mean? Or is it just straight cheese?
There's options, I think. But again, this is where I'm like, it sounds like fun. But right. I don't know if I put myself in the mindset of me being like 19 and hungover as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Part of me would just eat a bunch of shit from 7-Eleven.
I was like, I would just go to 7-Eleven where the pizza is also hot and ready.
Mm. What if you're in your room? No,
spicy
but the
bite.
Thing is, you know, you put this in like, the residence
dorm.
Halls
yeah.
and the dorms. Like, you just stroll out of bed and like go get a freaking pizza.
Yeah, or just deliver one.
You don't have to like leave. And yes, there are
I guess it depends
some
on
places that are open up late, but not like, a lot of places, a lot of colleges, they're in the middle of nowhere. So they're
love,
all their
that's true.
Cafeterias
I love
close
late
at 11.
Night college town food, though. Like,
yeah.
half, like when I'm in a college
cookies?
Town, I'm like, where do they go?
Right.
Where do they go?
Do you ever do insomnia cookies?
No.
I would let myself do that once a semester. That's like cookies they deliver to your dorm.
What?
They just deliver hot cookies to your dorm. It's called Insomnia Cookies.
Where was this? In Boston?
It was in Boston. I think it's like around, though.
Yeah, they have it in New York.
They have Diddy Reese in UCLA.
They have it. It's good. They have it in New York. Yeah.
Yeah, I would just get. I remember, like, my friend went to U of O. We'd go to Doco, just like these nasty ass calzones. I'll get the most meat bomb zone. They called them zones. You know what I mean?
There's like apostrophe zone.
Yeah, cool. Most meat bomb zone, bruh. Sick. Anyway, shout out to College Campus Foods. Also, shout out to Oscar Mayer. Who is hiring hot doggers, and I didn't know what a hot dogger was.
Wait, what is that?
So
I'm interested.
You get to basically drive a Oscar Mayer weenie mobile.
Shut up.
Around for, it's like perfect. A 1 year gig, full time. It's a job.
Longer than what? I wanted it to be,
it's
but
a
okay.
Full time job for 1 year, okay? And basically what you do is you're part company spokesperson. So like if there's any kind of the event, they'd be like, hey, Jamie, you got to take the Wienermobile down to the Cal State Long Beach campus real quick to do an event.
That's amazing.
It's on you. Do media appearances. You do charity events. You do brand promotions. Quote, meet, M-E-A-T, and greets. Handing out Wiener whistles. And then also, this is where it gets a little bit involved. Pitching coverage
this is where
ideas.
It gets involved.
Pitching coverage ideas to local news outlets.
It's content. I feel like where the Wienermobile goes, the news follows. I worked at a promotional hot dog truck for a while, but it wasn't Oscar Mayer, so no one gave a shit. I got fired. But in college, I worked for the StubHub had a hot dog truck for a while, and they would just park outside of like basketball games and give away free hot dogs. I'd be like, have a free hot dog. Have you heard of StubHub? And they'd be like, no.
And they're like, fuck you. And you're like, okay.
And then one day I tweeted, fuck this hot dog stand. And then my boss, and I got fired.
Damn.
But the Wienermobile, that's
makes sense.
Clout. The Wienermobile has clout.
Also, you would respect. Okay, so let me get this right. If I'm interviewing you,
fuck the
I'd say, interesting. Jamie, I've asked around because, you know, everyone in the free promotional hot dog industry talks. And
I
was talking to my friend Craig at StubHub.
It was 7 years ago.
Okay. So you know what you know the incident. I'm
sorry.
Referring to.
No, continue.
No, it sounds like you do. You said, fuck this hot dog.
It was seven
truck.
Years ago. Yeah.
So, and, you know, how am I to trust you with the Oscar Mayer brand?
I wasn't, I didn't have any, I didn't know what my mental health issues were 7 years ago. I was a kid. I didn't really, and also I would say that the StubHub, no disrespect to your colleague, but lacks the prestige. That the Wienermobile brings, which I would never in my life, you know, be. I'm a brand gal. I see a Wienermobile, I follow
it. All right,
it.
Well, you know what? Hold on, let me get on the phone.
Yeah.
Hey, Oscar.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh.
We found her. But apparently, there's like 12. There's 12 open spots for this.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, that's me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. What I say about you calling me Oscar? It's Mr. Mayer. I'm sorry, Mr. Mayer.
What's something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Yeah, as you know, I normally don't have much. Lately.
right. Not using Google.
Off the grid.
Although I was just.
Go to the library like a human.
Yeah,
looks up the information there.
Yeah, and I.
Using a card catalog system.
It's a lot of VPNs and borrowing other people's social security numbers, going to the library, getting the information, making sure it's not traceable in any way to. Anyway, to me,
nice.
But recently, I have been doing English to Spanish. I've been speaking a lot of Spanish, and my Spanish goes pretty smoothly. And then I get to a word I don't know, and I don't know how to like go around it. So I'm just moving along, and then I go and then I look it up.
Yeah.
And then so the other day I was speaking, and a guy goes, "Hey, man, are you also from Guatemala?" I was hanging out with a friend of mine.
Damn, look at your pronunciation.
Yeah.
That somebody was like, "Are you from Guatemala?"
Yeah. Wow. And I think he was just busting my chops.
Okay.
And
I was like, "Yeah, I'm from Atitlan." Right there.
And you didn't know the word for no? How do I answer this?
Nunca, is that right? Last year when I was in the hospital, I was in Puerto Rico, and a nurse came in, and a couple times this happened, and they would go, Jesus? And I go, no. But I'd be like, all right, I'm doing it.
Is it because you had your long, it wasn't a reference to your long Jesus-like hair?
I had the hair, and then I had like a little more maybe facial hair than currently. Oh.
And you had
linen tame.
Underpants on with a six-pack?
I mean, I didn't like the bed, so I was kind of up on the wall, just kind of strapped in.
Yeah,
did a little workout. I grabbed these two pegs as far as I could.
Come get me if you need anything. I'll be hanging
shoulders
from these pegs.
Doing butterflies.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great. It's really good for your shoulders.
What was the word you got? You had to look up though, just for the record.
Oh, it's just anything. It's usually like the verb for something, and then the tense that it's in.
Right. So conjugations,
like,
baby.
Yeah. So if I'm like, oh, how do I say? Do you need? Like, can I necesitas? But then I'll be like, wait. how do I say I'm going to look or something like that?
Buscar. Look yeah. for. Mm. See.
Mm-hmm. You would have known that if you watched Buscando Amor.
Searching yeah. for love, is that
on
really?
Telemundo, baby.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. Let's talk about, are you guys writing 2020 on your checks yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Haven't written any checks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like today?
In 2020.
I've written like five.
Yeah.
I'm just out here. I pay for everything with checks, man.
Yeah.
Just tear them off. It doesn't matter how much it's for.
It just sucks. Like, so many places don't take them, though. Ugh.
No, I have heard. I haven't written, had to write the date, I think, on anything yet, but I have heard people complaining about forgetting to change it to 2020.
What do you mean?
Like from 2019. And then there are some forms that have 201 blank on them. So
Need new ones.
That's
tapes.
A problem.
Well, but that was like this thing, right? That was going around New Year's. I remember getting, I was on some chain email from a random aunt or uncle being like, gotta write 2020 all the way out in your checks because you never know. Someone could change the date from 1/1/20 to 1/1/2021. And then they could cash it in later. It's, it's all like right. based off this idea that because it's 20, now you can alter the years and things like that. But I mean, while I understand the logic of it, like many of the people who are like in the consumer protection, like scam watch industry are like, this really, I mean, there's a lot worse things to be right. worried about than this because A, as you know, checks aren't being used as often as they should be.
Yeah.
And also,
they should be.
Yeah.
And also, people like, should be using more checks.
More checks.
Damn it.
And then that like number tampering on a check is even more uncommon. It's like very uncommon yeah, right. that like people are doing that. But I think
because you catch it immediately, right?
Yeah. And I think also, right, that it would be, I think, the second someone contests it, they'll be like, no,
right.
that's not what this was. And also, I think but a lot of the experts are saying it reminds them of like this Y2K thing because the changing of the decade and the number change yeah. is fuel. It's like it's just makes enough sense to get people like all, you know, a flutter
yeah.
over it.
New number anxiety.
Yeah.
You just have that's new number, too much change for our brain.
Is it an age dependent thing or is this something we're going to outgrow as a society where we just stop saying, wow, can you believe how it's getting dark so quickly? Oh man, can you believe it's already a new
well,
year?
I can tell you that I have started saying that. So I don't know if that now, hear me out. People oh, wow. who I said it on this show mm-hmm. and people were like, actually, because of like the way, the planet is tilted this year. Actually, I don't think it was that. I think it was just like where we were in the period when we sprung back. It was getting darker a little bit earlier than it was in the past.
You mean fall back?
Yeah, whatever.
Spring forward.
Yeah, spring back.
I respect the equinoxes,
yeah.
especially the gyms.
You do. You always have.
Because they give to Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Wasn't it Equinox that was given to Donald Trump? And everyone was like, yeah. I'm done with Equinox.
Yeah.
It's Ross, the owner of the Dolphins. And he also is a major investor in Equinox. And then I think SoulCycle.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, right. SoulCycle was
out
of
Yeah. That was a big. And, yeah. and how did that go? Are all the SoulCycles out of business?
Oh, yeah.
No, they're all
tumbleweeds across an arid just landscape of.
Worked again.
Of yeah. lonely bikes with the faint sounds of EDM pumping in the background.
You know what's cool is to see a tumbleweed in the wild? Like actually see
Yo,
one?
I saw one up in the hills that was so fucking big.
Yeah.
People
they're
were
enormous.
Having
like
to
a whole
navigate
tree.
It.
Yeah.
And I was like, this isn't a fucking tumbleweed. And I looked, I'm like, oh fuck. It's just like all sticks and twigs. Like,
yeah.
Hey, shout out to tumbleweeds.
I saw one on the highway that Waze had registered as an object in the road.
Like oh, really? It
was, yeah. People were like, steer clear of this tumbleweed. But
yeah.
it's almost like seeing like a coyote chasing a roadrunner. It's like, I didn't think that that was a real thing.
A tumbleweed?
Yeah. Like, I knew it was, but like, my brain is like,
still
huh.
like, whoa.
It's like, I expect to see that as much as I expect to see quicksand, which is not a real
right.
thing.
Yeah. I think the first time I saw tumbleweeds was like in the desert somewhere when I was like maybe 14.
Right.
And I tripped out.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, fucking tumbleweeds, man. Like the cartoons.
I'm from Nevada, so I saw tons of them.
Yeah. All your friends growing up were tumbleweeds.
Many.
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's how we got places. We would do like the log spinning thing.
Hop in my tumbleweed.
Better get ready to kick.
All right, that's going to do it for this week's Weekly Zeitgeist. Please like and review the show if you like the show. Means the world to Miles. He needs your validation, folks. I hope you're having a great weekend, and I will talk to you Monday. Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get.
But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.